Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome back to the second hour today, folks, of Political Coffee, the show where we talk about the political issues of the day, national, international, and right here in Oregon, all with a goal of having valuable conversations with you and giving you valuable information that allows you to change your world so that you can be persuasive with the persuadable. Most of the time, I tell you not to waste your time with people who are radically to the left, because you're never going to move them. God might. That's why you need to pray for them. But you're not going to move them. But it's the people that are persuadable. Those are the people that we like to have conversations with, so that they, on their own, can choose to change their political thinking and their political allegiances. At the bottom of this 7 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking with Christine Hutcherson of Women Fighting for America. They've got a great website called womenfightingforamerica.com. They're a Christian-based organization. If you're looking for a movement to be a part of as a woman, a faith-based group, you ought to consider them. We're going to talk with her about everything that they're involved with right now. That's at the bottom of this hour. Also, we're talking about Mike Nierman gets hammered by Tina Kotek, gets fined for $2,000, even though nobody that he let in when he opened that door at the Capitol created the damage. He gets to pay for it. He needs to fight that. But also, she says he needs to resign. I think we need to support him. And then the left-wing reporter who not only reports on this, but also on the new Clackamas County Commissioner, a former Marine Republican, been in office 11 days, the Democrats, and the left-wing reporter parroting the line, the words of the Democrats, saying now that he needs to resign. And you know what his sin was? Saying anything critical about Islam or illegal aliens or Black Lives Matter. That's how bad it is, folks. And we need to stand up and we need to support these people. I mean, it's so bad that even, and I just hate to report this story to you, but it's at the top of the LibertyDaily.com. This is the conservative Drudge Report. Even the Christian Broadcasting Network, CBN, Pat Robertson started and continues to host to this today, a man that I've long admired. I voted for him for president in 1988. When he ran in the Republican primary. Long respected him. Well, somebody at CBN, well, they have become anti-Trump, I guess is the right way to say it. They just doctored the video of Donald Trump. Even CBN doctors a video to prove that President Trump promoted insurrection. This is wrong, and in the name of Jesus, they ought to be rebuked. And I mean it. You know what they did? They took two parts of his speech, and they put one part in front of the other part. Incorrect order from what he actually said. They pulled two separate quotes out of context, and they reversed the order. And they made it appear, this is from the story, from the NoQ report, that the president was calling for his supporters to storm the Capitol. They need to repent for this. This is wrong. You know what they said? Here's what they actually said. Quote, the president is blamed for inciting violence at the Capitol when he told supporters, quote, we're going to the Capitol, ... and if you don't fight like hell, we're not going to have a country anymore, unquote. That's not how he said it, folks. This is a journalistic technique called ellipsis. And it indicates omission. It's used to take long quotes and connect two relevant portions while eliminating minutiae. Okay? They write here, both the video's deceptive cut to reverse the order and the article's deceptive flipping of the quotes and insertion of the ellipsis should be considered journalistic blasphemy by any ethical reporter, because it completely changes the meaning of the actual words the president spoke. What did the president actually say? Well, let me read it for you. Our brightest days, I'm quoting now, and you can watch this in this order on the videos. Our brightest days are before us. Our greatest achievements still wait. Isn't that inspiring and hopeful? I think it is. He continues. I think one of our great achievements will be election security, because nobody until I came along had any idea how corrupt our elections were. Amen. He continues. And again, most people would stand there at 9 o'clock in the evening and say, I want to thank you very much, and then go off to some other life. But I said, something is wrong here. Something is really wrong. Can't have happened. And we fight like hell. And if you don't fight like hell, we're not going to have a country anymore. Now, in any of that I just stated, did he say you should go to the Capitol and fight like hell? No. He said, we're going to the Capitol in a separate part of the speech. Later. Or actually earlier. No, later. I'm sorry. Because they reversed the order. He said, we're going to fight like hell first. And then he said, we're going to the Capitol. And what did he say there? To peacefully protest. You see, this is so sad for me that CBN, Christian Broadcasting Network, would resort to this kind of deceptive, and that's what it is, and they need to repent for it. It's wrong. If we're going to be consistent as people of faith involved in the political process, you cannot do this. This is wrong. No more complicated than that. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. It's just as wrong as Tina Kotek blaming Mike Nierman for the damage done to windows and doors that he had nothing to do with. That's why he needs to fight it. So, friends, stand firm. Believe. I'm going to go back to what the caller said, and she read the scripture. Yes, stand firm. We've got to not shrink back from liberty. And if that means we stand with Mike Nierman, we stand with Mike Nierman. If that means we stand with Mark Scholl, we stand with Mark Scholl. Here's the headline. Clackamas County Commissioner faces calls to resign over Islamophobic posts. This is written by Jayati Ramakrishnan. I have no idea who this person is or where they're from or what their lineage is, and I don't care. What this reporter does is smear Mark Scholl and use language that they do not or should not be teaching you in journalistic school. second, well, actually, the first paragraph states that he made a series of Islamic Facebook posts he has made over the past year and a half. Islamophobic Facebook posts. Well, I'm going to read them to you, and you tell me. But it's the deceptiveness of this reporter in saying a Clackamas County commissioner faces calls to resign after a resident raised alarm about a series of Islamic phobic Facebook posts. You know who this resident is? This is why it's deceptive. Later in the story, this person is identified as a Democrat operative. Hello. So why couldn't they have put that in the beginning of the story? Because it's journalistic malpractice. That's why. And then the reporter accuses him of being xenophobic. His comments since 2019 about Islam and Muslim people. The Clackamas County resident who found the post, Chris Wallers, compiled them all on a blog post titled Documenting Mark Scholl's Racism. And then they say, the reporter, the posts range from racist comments about his alleged experience with Muslims to extreme comments about his views on the relationship between the U.S. and Islam. And then he's made several derogatory comments about U.S. Representatives Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, both of whom are Muslim. Waller's blog also documented other comments Scholl has made about immigrants and other marginalized groups, including transgender people. He also made derisive comments about the Black Lives Matter movement. I knew as soon as it started to come out, posts would start disappearing from his Facebook feed, said Waller, a Jennings Lodge resident. In a statement to the Oregonian Oregon Live, Scholl said he apologized for any concerns his comments had caused, but he did not apologize for the comments themselves. Folks, he's a Marine. Do you really expect that he would? He writes, quote, I respect the freedom of religion that extends to members of the Islamic community as well as to all religious beliefs. I will work towards increasing understanding and cooperation amongst all new immigrants to our nation and to our county. Should have said legal new immigrants. But oh well. There's more, and I'll get to it. Back in a moment. It is 7:20. The bottom of the hour, Christine Hutcherson. Women Fighting for America, and if you don't miss it. No, that's not poverty. That's not poverty. No, that's not poverty. Hating believers have light on their faces.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Again, at the bottom of the hour, we have an interview with Christine Hutcherson of Women Fighting for America. We'll talk with her about why she formed the group, her background, what they're trying to achieve. If you're a woman involved in politics and you're, frankly, not very happy with where things are these days, you need to listen. It's important. You know why? Women control the destiny of the vote in Oregon. Did you know that? Think I'm kidding? Let me give you a fact. And I didn't mean to do this because I want to get back to the story about Mark Scholl, but here's the reality. Women in Multnomah, Clackamas, and Washington County account for 25% of all the votes cast in the entire state of Oregon. That's a stunning statistic. You know why? Because what it means is a particular group of people living in a very narrowly defined geographic area are having an over a larger than life impact is the way to say it on how Oregon votes. Because much of the membership of the House and the Senate, and frankly any statewide office, is dependent upon the tri-county area and how people vote. The biggest voting bloc in that area are women. Now, they're not all of one party, but you know, a lot of them are Democrats. A lot of them don't agree with everything in the Democrat agenda, by the way, either, like forced vaccinations. So women have a huge impact, and they need to stand up for liberty, not just Donald Trump, folks, but for the concept of liberty. That's why liberal pro-abortion Democrat women joined with pro-life conservative Christian Republican women at the Capitol to stop forced vaccinations. Because to them, it's about liberty, their parental rights to make choices about their children's vaccinations. Women did that. They stood up. That's why Republicans who do not just make the huge mistake of not understanding they've got to get to the hearts and the minds of women. If you want to win in Oregon, you just have to. You just have to. It's how it works. Oh, let's see here. Some emails do need to get to because I've been deficient in doing that. My apologies. Let's see here. Got a text message as an email. I can't believe that after 4 years of inciting violence on the streets that all of a sudden it's Trump's fault. You have to admit, they are cunning. Yeah, they are. They are absolutely cunning in every way. There's the president. He is departing for Alamo, Texas. Wonder what he's doing in Alamo. What happened at the Alamo? A last stand. Davy Crockett. Others. Last stand for what? Freedom. Against the tyranny of Mexico. Interesting, isn't it? Alamo. Son of the Almighty sends me a email. For those that pretend this presence is for Trump rather than against Trump and his followers, I'm afraid you're living in a dream world. It's a nice thought that the good guys are actually doing something to stop the communist coup and take over in the land, but one really can't see the reality of that if it is, in fact, exists. Now, he quotes scripture. Well, then you have to believe that God is in control. You think God wants a communist coup in this country? You think God wants the fraud that we've seen that is absolutely unmistakable? How do you lose votes? Come on. There's no way. Mike writes me an email, or Mark, rather, I'm sorry. When is someone with a set going to remind everybody when Obama told his followers, quote, if they bring a knife, you bring a gun, unquote. And there was the time that Maxine Waters was inciting her group of nitwits to get in the faces of conservatives. I don't remember Pelosi having a negative reaction to any of her flock's many incendiary statements. No. This is why it won't go anywhere. Rich writes an email about Mike Nierman. So if Mr. Nierman is to pay for the damage on public property, shouldn't Kate Brown and company be billed for allowing the violence in Portland and the violence in Salem this past year and the damage to businesses, as well as the cost of the extra police presence due to the ineptness of the politicians? So many relevant questions. And another state employee who shall not be known writes, do we know for certain that Antifa, Black Lives Matter, without their normal uniforms, were not involved with instigating the Oregon Capitol incident? Has this been investigated? They definitely were involved in the highly coordinated false flag riding in D.C. Window breaking is one of their signature moves. You know, that's a fair question. I've wondered that myself. I don't have the answer to it. I don't have the answer to that. I wish I did. But I don't. The president is speaking. I'm not able to hear what he's saying for the moment. We're just about to the bottom of the hour break. And back in a moment, folks, with Christine Hutcherson, CEO of Women Fighting for America, about what her group aims to achieve. 7:30, back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Friends, you know how they shut Parler down? Amazon did. Guess what? They're back. Well, at least they just registered its domain and server with an internet web hosting company called Epic, E-P-I-K, known for working with right-leaning websites like Gab and others. Good for them. Folks, if we're going to stand for liberty and everything that has the founding principles of this nation that makes America this fantastic place, well, then we better choose where we spend our money and with who. I am rapidly leaving these other platforms. And I am going to wean myself off of Amazon as soon as I possibly can, along with Facebook and a lot of other things. It's good to know that, you know, something else, if you are a woman and you're just wondering, okay, where do we go from here? What do we do next? Given what's happened politically in America and right here in Oregon, I want to welcome to Political Coffee, Christine Hutcherson. Christine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm excellent this morning. How are you doing?
Fantastic. You are the founder of Women Fighting for America. Folks, go check out their website, womenfightingforamerica.com. And, well, you have at the top, Heal Our Land Tour. What's that all about, and what are you guys trying to achieve?
Well, we kicked off our Heal Our Land tour in August of this past year, and we went to 15 swing states and ended in D.C. on November 1st on the Mall. I just also got back from speaking last week in D.C. on the 5th of January and was there on the 6th. And we are keeping our tour going. We are relaunching it in February. Our goal is to hit all 50 states, all 50 capitals. And our whole goal and mission is not only to heal the land. You know, when you heal something, you have to identify what it is. And we have disease that's spreading across this nation right now. And that disease is in the form of socialism and the lies of the media and the propaganda and then the corruption that has infiltrated at the highest levels of our government. So our Heal Our Land tour is to, number one, pray for each and every state capital in this nation, and then also to spread the truth, because unfortunately, the truth is not getting out there anymore. You can't count on the media to do their jobs.
No, and we can't count on the media to be neutral arbiters and reporters of the news. They color everything now through the lens of, sadly, liberalism and socialism, you know, as you point out. Now, you come at this from a perspective. You're CEO of Global Engine Solutions Incorporated. You support strategic initiatives of the Department of Defense. You're also part of the Heritage Foundation's President's Circle, and you're a member of Family Research Council. So you're obviously very involved with Christian-based organizations, but also in the man's world of defense and politics. How did that life experience lead you to do this, found Women Fighting for America?
Well, to be honest with you, just like everybody else in February, March, April, I was looking at, and it kind of goes back probably before then, I just started looking at how the injustices and how we started turning from following our constitutional principles and our values under this president for the last 4 years. And then kind of fast forward to COVID-19, the unfortunate tragedy of the death of George Floyd, and then the rise of BLM and Antifa, and just seeing everything happen in our country. I'm a mom also of twin 21-year-old boys. My one son serves in the military. And I was thinking about what kind of legacy, what are we leaving behind? What kind of example are we to the next generation? And how the school systems have been weaponized. And I sat in my backyard, and I'm going to be honest with you, because I am a Christian, God met me, and he was like, I'm calling out. I need people to rise up. I need the nobodies to rise up, because if somebody's haven't been doing their job. And I literally walked away from everything to do a nonprofit. Women Fighting for America is a nonprofit organization, and to get out there and speak truth and uncover really what's going on. I do have a unique perspective, because I've worked in D.C. For a very long time, and I know what it's all about and what they do there, and the lies and the corruption. And most unfortunately, the Americans get their news from social media platforms and the news cycles. And that's really not the truth out there, really what's behind the scenes. And I just feel like it's my duty to the United States of America to get out there and speak truth to, especially women. Women are very integral in the home. We're the heart of our homes. We're the heart of the country. We have a lot of power in the purse. And I think it's unfortunate that the lies that they've been told really affect their everyday life and their family life. And it's important for them to understand how much authoritative power they actually have to turn the tide and turn this country back to a great nation that it was.
Without question, Christine. And I will tell you that in Oregon, women drive the politics here. 25% of all votes cast in Oregon are literally women from the Portland metro area, from the Tri-County area. 25% of all votes cast is one gender group in a very small geographic area. And they can be influenced. And they are. This is why, I mean, I tell Republicans all the time, as I do consulting, and I say this on the air, if you are not messaging to the heart of women, you're missing it. You're just missing the opportunity to really advance the cause of liberty, conservatism. I mean, we have this thing here, Christine, for three legislative sessions, we've had the Democrats, including our governor that I used to serve with, and I serve in the House of Representatives, introduce forced vaccinations for kids. And we had the most amazing thing, Christine. We had liberal, pro-choice Democrat women from Portland coming down to the Capitol, joining with conservative Christian pro-life women to oppose forced vaccinations because it was about liberty. It's about parental rights. And if we're missing the opportunity to message to their heart, and I want to get to your heart pledge. We're talking with Christine Hutcherson. Go to the website, womenfightingforamerica.com. You have this pledge on your website. Why don't you describe it and talk about what it means?
Well, you know, a heart pledge is to, number one, we have got to get back to what the nuclear family is all about. We have to get back to our Constitution, our founding, and our principles of this nation, because that's what really, in the kingdom principles, because that's really what that built our nation. And as a nation, we are flawed, just like any other nation, but we are the most generous, loving, kind nation in the world. And it works. Our capitalism works. And as a woman, to step out in not just in faith, but to pledge that we are going to get back to the basics of what made our nation so great. Not the socialist agenda, not the hate. I mean, look at the hate. I'm imploring all women out there, I don't care what side of the fence you're on, we have got to stop the rhetoric in this nation, and we've got to get back to the values. And I think that resonates with everybody. And if we can pledge to have civility again, because let's face it, none of our elected officials even know how to do that anymore. You see it playing out in Washington, D.C. right now. And I've always said, for me, this election to the women, this is what I've told them, this election was never about a president. This was never about a man or a woman in an office. This election was about very two different ideologies and visions. And that's what we have to understand. And what kind of legacy do you want to leave for your children or your children's children, or your grandchildren? It's that important. And from a heart pledge, I'm asking you to get back to civility, to get back to principles that are guiding principles that have steered this nation for over 200 plus years, and it's been successful.
Yeah, it has.
This election is about not allowing our children to be weaponized, not allowing our school systems to be weaponized, or our families, our communities, getting back to the heart of this nation and the soul of this nation to save it, not allowing those who have globalist agendas, Marxist socialist agendas, to infiltrate into our country.
So the heart pledge, the H in the word heart stands for hope, and then E for equip, A for activate, R for reach out, and T together. Those are all things that cross over ideological viewpoints, don't they?
They do. Hope is that good old-fashioned, you know, prayer. We're praying that our nation and people would come together and giving those kingdom principles. The equip is equipping people. I've partnered with a couple of organizations who are leaders in the Constitution, the founding of our Constitution principles. So we're going to teach you the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, because they don't even teach that in school anymore. So you have to understand where we came from and who we are if you know where we're going to go. So getting back to our constitutional principles. The activate is now, after we've grounded you in prayer and hope and in our Constitution, maybe there's so many women out there who want to get involved in the school board, or they want to get involved in their local city council, et cetera, all the way up to the highest levels of the land. We're now going to activate you out into the community, and you're going to be equipped. We're going to give you leadership training. And then the reach out together is that good old-fashioned notion that neighbor needs to take care of neighbor. We don't need the government to take care of us. We can take care of each other. And that's what we're teaching in these heart chapters.
Wonderful. Christine, can you hang on through the break? We'll finish up on the other side. We're talking with Christine Hutcherson, 748, back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour, and we'll in a moment continue our conversation with Christine Hutcherson, CEO of Women Fighting for America. Check out their website, womenfightingforamerica.com. This hour of the show has been brought to you by Bill Sunderland of Country Financial, friends. The SunderlandAgency.com, that is his website. Check out all of the great services they offer that can do something good for your life. And it's not just insurance and all kinds of insurance, but it's also the financial planning side of things. These are interesting times we live in, and having a balanced portfolio is a really important thing. So Bill Sunderland, Country Financial, S-U-N-D-E-R-L-A-N-D, Bill Sunderland, SunderlandAgency.com. Give him a call, 503-885-0789. 885-0789. Bill will be happy to come and sit down with you. SunderlandAgency.com. Back with Christine. Christine, you're on this nationwide tour. When are you coming to Oregon, and do you have a chapter started in Oregon?
I have a chapter getting started right now in Oregon, but we also need more women out there to step up and open up some more chapters. And like I said, we'll come alongside you and give you everything you need. And yes, I am going to be coming to Oregon. Women Fighting for America will be coming to Oregon. We are looking at sometime, hopefully, in February. We are looking at those dates right now. So there'll be more information on our website. We will be posting our tour steps as we add them in. So I'm really excited, looking forward to coming to Portland, Oregon, to stand with all of the small business owners out there who have been shut down, who are struggling right now, to stand by the pastors who have been persecuted by all of these unconstitutional mandates by your governor and your mayor of the different cities. So we're going to come and peacefully protest, lock arms, and stand with you.
That's wonderful. You know, when you get into town, let's be sure to have a live interview with you on the phone again, talking about where you're going to be meeting and the opportunities for women to come and join with you to learn more about what it is that you're doing. In fact, on your website, it says you can sign up to start a chapter. Can you also sign up to join a chapter that's already started?
Yes, you can. And not only that, there's also a place to, if you want to volunteer when we come into town, or there's just different things that we need that we're growing rapidly. So there's when you click on the button to get more information, fill in your information, tell us how you want to get involved, and one of our team members will get back with you within the next 24 to 48 hours. And we are excited about what's getting ready to go across this nation, what's going to happen.
Concluding thoughts from you, where America is today and where we go. I mean, we've just come through this bruising election. It's not over. A lot of people are still very much engaged in all of this. You kind of addressed your comments to that in the beginning. In the last 3 minutes we have, why don't you just share with the audience what your belief and your heart is for where we are headed?
I think that the everyday average American, from the travels that I've been on, like I said, over 15 states, I've talked to a lot of people, also being in D.C. last week, I think people are fed up. I think they're tired of the rhetoric. I think they're tired of the socialist movement that's been clearly infiltrated into our nation. You see it right now with these big tech companies taking over and squelching the voice of the people. There's a danger when our First Amendment falls, everything else is going to fall with it. And I've seen so much encouragement from the American people, from we the people, who want to say, no, you work for us. So I'm excited to see this We the People bus tour that we're getting ready to launch, and let each and every government official know we're going to hold you accountable. This staying in office year after year, time after time, is going to end. Because if you don't start standing up for the people, for the Constitution, we are going to make sure you do not serve one more day in office. It is going to be our constitutional, for me, it's all about the Constitution and what they're doing, what they're not doing. And I think that that's the same way with American people that I've met on the streets. They're fed up. And I see great things and great hope for America in 2021. And again, if I could just tell everybody out there, I don't care if it's Fox or OA, or any of the news media outlets, do not get your news source from there, because I'm telling you, it's not really what is going on in the nation, especially what happened in D.C.
Yes.
Unfortunately, that's not being portrayed correctly, and that will come out. The truth will come out. There's video. I've personally witnessed Antifa being bust in, all sorts of things. I'm not going to get into that right now, but please turn off your news sources, except for radio stations like KSLM. This is where truth comes from.
Amen. Christine, thank you. God bless you truly in your endeavors, and you know, may he make his face to shine upon you and find much success. You're doing it for the right reasons. Motivation is always a big part of God's blessing in the things that we as Christians are involved in, including politics. Our motivations have to be right before him, and yours are. Folks, again, check out Christine's website. It is womenfightingforamerica.com. Get involved with them. Please, get involved with them. Christine, be blessed in all things, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Jeff. Have a great day.
All right. Christy Hutcherson, folks, it's great to have her with us. Again, check out the website, womenfightingforamerica.com. The new bus tour, they're going to be here, and we'll be sure to engage with her when they get into town. Even though Parler has found refuge, as the story goes, they're not up yet. I just checked the Parler app on my phone, and it's still not active. So they've signed up with another domain and server web hosting company. We'll see how soon it takes to get them up. Amazon, of course, shut them down, and Parler has sued them in federal court, as they should, because it is clearly politically motivated. Friends, we better stand together. If we don't, well, what do we say? Either hang together or we hang separately. It is about liberty, and it is about everything that we hold dear. You know, one of the things that Christy said that I think is so important is what's being taught in our public schools. And right now, you know, it's one of the reasons that I am helping my stepson and his wife pay for my two grandsons, 7 and 9, to be able to go to a private Christian school. Not everybody can do that. We're blessed enough to be able to do it because it's not cheap. But I'm telling you, it is valuable to me as a man who's gone to war twice as a civilian. But I know the cost of liberty. I've seen it and listened to the stories, the personal experiences I've had in countries, Iraq and Afghanistan, that did not have liberty. And my interactions with so many people in the Russian community, immigrants to America, Slavic community here in Oregon, they understand what tyranny is about. They understand what freedom's about, liberty. That's why we got to fight for it, friends. It's why you've got to fight for it with your family, with your children, your grandchildren, with the people in your world. Back in a moment with some encouraging news about a new internet system that can't be controlled, but only by you. One more hour to go, 7:59.